Elizabeth Barrett is a wife, mother, grandmother, licensed marriage and family therapist, eavesdropper, emotion worker, and she uses all these skills to address the subjects that we grapple with in this conversation with the reluctant therapist. Good afternoon, Elizabeth. How are you doing?
Yeah.
I'm doing pretty good. You able to hear me now? I know you couldn't hear
me. I can hear you well. Oh, great, and I can hear our song, which is Kyle Hollingsworth, The Bridge.
The one we almost lost at the top of the show?
Yes, we found but it. It's been the theme song since I started doing this show over 10 years ago. And it's such a, well, my friend Mark Hughes actually found the song for me and said, this sounds like a good song to be your theme music. And I loved it. And I love that it's called The Bridge because that's what we look at when we talk about healing, is that bridge from where we're struggling to the place where we want to be, and that path or that journey or however it is we get ourselves from one point to the other. And so I just love that the theme music is The Bridge, because that's what we're trying to do every Tuesday, is offer people alternative bridges from where they are to a place that they might imagine going. And every week it's usually, I hope, something that's a little different, not just the mainstream way that we talk about mental health or healing or how people can change things in their life they would like to be different. So that's the story of The Bridge. And this week we are going to be talking surf. So I don't know if you're a surfer.
I am not. You know, I'm not a surfer, but also it's nice. I've been gone for a few weeks. We've been away from each other. So
yes.
So yeah, I don't surf. I think I would like to, but I also feel like I'd be terrible at it. So.
No, you wouldn't be terrible, because my guest today has the gift of being able to transform anyone into a surfer. Just it's a gift that he has. And we're going to talk about surfing as a therapeutic tool to help bridge people from the place that they're struggling to the place that they'd like to be. And surf therapy is one of many alternative therapies, like equine therapy or drama therapy or dance therapy or backpacking therapy, hiking therapy. It's amazing how the world of therapies has expanded over the last 5 to 10 years, and how we've actually been able to draw on clinical trials that have shown reductions in symptoms, in reducing and healing PTSD, in helping to quell the crazy brain that anxiety puts on people with these therapies that were considered kind of fringy or maybe helpful. But now clinical trials have actually shown there is something to all of these different therapies. And the key is trying to match the individual with the therapy that best suits their temperament. Because it, as in all therapies, there isn't usually one size fits all for anyone. That part of the work of finding our center again when we're off balance is having the patience to keep trying different therapies until we find the one that speaks to us. So surf therapy is one of those avenues, along with talk therapy and cognitive behavioral therapy and all the traditional therapies that we talk about. And there's expressive arts therapy that we've talked about. But it's the action-based therapies like surf, like equine therapy, like backpack therapy, that actually get you out and moving, gardening therapy, that really have profound results that we have overlooked for decades. And it's a more straightforward path towards healing, because it does a couple things. It helps to reset our homeostasis so that we feel a balance inside again. It helps to activate those good hormones that help to calm our brain and lift our mood. And it also helps to instill a sense of purpose and value and meaning in people's lives, and to, you know, kind of build off of what we talked about last week about loneliness and the suicidal ideation that goes along with feeling lonely, feeling alienated, feeling left out of the cultural story. Surf therapy, backpacking therapy, hiking therapy, these things actually help give people a sense of community and belonging, because we're not doing them in isolation. We're doing these therapies in groups. So I'm really excited to have Van Carrazza in the studio with me today. Van is the founder of Van Surf School. You might have seen his van all over the Central Coast. Interesting that Van and Van Carrazza and Van Carrazza's van all go together. But Van was a professional surfer. He's been in the water probably since the time he could walk. And 10 years ago, Van founded Operation Surf, which has been bringing veterans to the coast, teaching them to surf. This is the 10th anniversary of this nonprofit. And it's grown exponentially over the 10 years. There's not just Operation Surf Central Coast, but there's Operation Surf Santa Cruz, there's Operation Surf in Huntington Beach. It's spreading out across the world. I think in England there's Operation Surf. And this all comes from the mind of a man who struggled with addiction and depression and anxiety himself and found a path towards not only healing his own troubled past, but also providing meaning and opportunity and community for others who are lost. So that's where we're going today. We're going to talk with Van Carrazza about Operation Surf. We'll be opening up the phone lines in a little bit. Our number is 805-781-3875. You can be part of the conversation by finding us on our Facebook page, The Reluctant Therapist. Follow us on Instagram. It's Elizabeth_TRT. And you can send me an email to elizabeth@thereluctanttherapist.com. And if you'd like to make a comment, but you're a little nervous about going on the air, you can also call in and Tyler's happy to take your comment and share it with us. So I'm looking forward to this conversation, seeing where it takes us. We're going to talk surf. We're going to talk to Van Carrazza. We're going to take your calls. You're listening to Central Coast Public Radio, KCBX. We'll be back.
Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world. The greatest sport around.
Catch a wave. Catch a wave.
Those who don't just have to put it down.
You paddle out, turn around and raise, and baby, that's all there is to the coastline craze. You gotta
catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world.
It's been going on so long.
Catch a wave, catch a wave.
I'm Elizabeth Barrett, and this is a conversation with a reluctant therapist, and my guest is Van Carrazza. Hello, Van.
Hello, Elizabeth.
So we've had this conversation before, a couple of years ago, I think, around this time.
Has it been 2 years already?
I think it was 2 years, because as a result, I was so inspired by our conversation that I actually joined Operation Surf and have been a part of last year's Central Coast activities. And so I'm really amazed having, one, had a conversation with you about it, and then kind of learning about surf therapy and all the things that you've been able to accomplish. But then to have been a part of the program last year and meet the veterans that have came to town and to talk to the alumni, and then how many volunteers at one event?
There's like 285 opportunities for volunteers to be, to participate throughout the week.
And so having now been through a week and seen all that goes into providing this opportunity, it's awe-inspiring that you were able to pull this off on your own 10 years ago. Not that I doubt your abilities, but did you have any idea how big this would get and what it would take to get here?
Well, I can't believe where it's at right now. At this common day, but basically it's, I haven't done it by myself. I've had amazing people around me for all these years doing it. And so it's got to a place that, it's undeniable about its effect, and it's, at this point, it's not real therapy. It's just a program that has therapeutic results. And that's the powerful thing about it is, you can, as you say, there's so many different ways of, receiving help, whatever help is. And, I found through my life that surfing was a huge component towards, I guess my ability to be, still alive. Mm-hmm. And so I've had the opportunity to share my journey of what helped me. And then more importantly, to recognize the attitude of an individual like myself and what keeps us from being able to hear the message when so many people are always telling you something to help you and you just either not hearing it or it just doesn't come across the way they are, you know, that what they mean through love and care, when in fact is like, you know, they love and care, but we push these guys away or women away. And so.
So the doing, the actual getting in the water somehow opens that channel to be able to hear that message.
Well, what I found for myself was that getting in the water and engaging myself in, you know, the sport of surfing and the lifestyle of surfing cleared my mind of the chaos that was going on, you know, the 6 inches between my ears. And so when I started this process, I realized that that's exactly what happened to me in so many different, events during my life, and a lot of it, not so good. And when the not so good and escaping to the water, you know, to clear your mind, is exactly what, you know, we are able to do with our injured veterans and active duty warriors.
So let's go back 10 years ago, since it is the 10th anniversary.
Yeah.
What was the genesis of the first Operation Surf? Why did you even feel compelled to put the very first one together? How'd you get to that place?
Well, it was just, I really didn't put it together. Janice Rosnowski had gotten, you know, in touch with Rodney Roller in 2006. And so, you know, they started AmpSurf, or amputee, Coalition Amputee Surfers, in 2006. And then in 2007 and 8, I helped them, you know, do the surfing part. And then I just, you know, found it necessary for me to, you know, to no longer continue. And then in 2009, Janice wasn't going to come back out. And so Rodney and I together said that we would, you know, help Janice come back out, and with the help of the community. And we were able to start Operation Surf. And that's basically where the name change came in. And that's why there's two similar organizations here in the Central Coast.
So what led you to, when you originally got involved with AmpSurf, mm-hmm. was it just as a surf instructor? You thought, well, I can donate some time to this, or did you already feel like there was a therapeutic benefit to this and wanted to be a part of it?
Well, I had found that just changing my mindset to helping other people, of just basically being of service, opened up the selfish mind that I have. And so when Rodney asked me to help, you know, take these guys surfing, I said yes. And basically with just the willingness to do something for somebody else is what opened up the door for all of this. So, you know, just to try to be of service and to move forward is this is where this whole process has, you know, come to fruition, what it is today. It's just being out there to help other people. And as the event took place through, you know, since 10 years ago doing this, is I have found that certain elements of just taking somebody surfing is important, but there's so many different values. And that's why, you know, I have basically founded the curriculum of Operation Surf of what it is today. And that's why we are so different and special, is we have a curriculum-based surf program that ultimately builds relationships. And so we're not a one-and-done program. You come in to Operation Surf with the intent to go out in the water and surfing. And what we do is we introduce you to a community, to a family. So then, you know, through our experiences that we've developed, lifetime relationships, which then is support. And so they now have, you know, a family, and they have a trusting environment to where they're able to open up and through the relationships that we create, which is the real magic. It's bringing people together with similar paths, with like-minded problems, with similar paths to where you create the opportunity where you're not alone. Mm-hmm. And that healing and calming aspect that you get in the ocean is just, you know, Jay Nichols talks about it. It's just how the water affects our brain, you know, and it's just so calming.
And it's interesting because it's twofold, or maybe three or fourfold, that part of it is the actual getting in the water and the calming of the brain that you talked about for yourself, and what it does for the participants, that kind of that noise gets calm because you have to focus in on mm-hmm. the ocean, because the ocean is not going to make it easy on you. But then another piece of it is the group that you are doing this surfing with, and what happens outside of the water, and the group support and conversation. That seems like another huge element. And then after this week of surfing, having this place to come back to, not just to be able to surf, but this group of people.
Well, the people are important, but the type of heart that is possessed by the people being involved in the organization is super important. Because when we together are doing things for the right reasons, for one, the military are really, they're trained observers, and for whatever reason, we've been able to attract some of the most special people, some of the most loving and caring and, patriotic and, the support of the solution. And so, with all the different personalities and all the different experiences that the individual has, is why there's so many different opportunities for so many people to relate, because somewhere someone has went through something very similar. Mm-hmm. We don't tell people what to do. We just share personal experiences. And this is where I was, and this is what I was doing. This is where I ended up, and when I made this decision through surrender, and to try something different, to become teachable, I was able to hear things in a different way. So this whole process is, it's there's a gift about my journey back, is to be able to do this helps me. But when I do things to help me, I'm better for my wife. They're better for my kids. I'm a better friend. I'm a better son, but not perfect either, and finding the humility to admit the wrongs and where I can improve. And that's the cool thing about, Operation Surf, is we're on a continual drive to improve. And so the work's never done, And one thing I want to say about the work is like, we have amazing outcomes that you talked about. Mm-hmm. And the decrease in the depression and the PTSD symptoms and the self-efficacy increase, none of it can be done alone. It requires everybody. So all the volunteers that are coming out, I really want you guys to know that I want you to own a part of these numbers that you hear. These stories, these testimonies are all because of everybody, not just one individual. And so, and for a long time, I use the word I, and it really hurts my heart, when in fact it's a team. It's so many different people, and it's we, and doing this stuff together. And that's why, we really seek to build our unity in our community, to restore hope and revitalize purpose, so.
If you're just tuning in, my guest is Van Carrazza, and we're talking about Operation Surf, the organization that Van founded 10 years ago. And next week, starting on Sunday, will be Operation Surf Central Coast. So the veterans will be arriving on Sunday, right?
They arrive roughly around 11 a.m. at the San Luis Obispo Airport, and I believe we have some active duty warriors also, so they're not just veterans.
And does the community come out to the airport? Is that something you encourage, or is it just?
Yes, we encourage the welcome, allow the community to welcome them to our city of San Luis Obispo at the airport. And then the Ben Axels show up. It's a classic car club for every year. They've been showing up, and we motorcade them in with the support of all of our law enforcement, from sheriff, highway patrol, all the city's police departments. And we take them into the Dolphin Bay, where we stay in Shell Beach, and just treat them like they should be treated, because they protect our freedom. And, what they do for us to allow us to be Americans, to have this choice, is, we honor them. I honor them. And they deserve every bit of it, so.
So if people wanted to come to the airport at 11 on Sunday, they could be part of the welcome. And then there is also a welcoming ceremony at Avila as well that the community can come out to. Is that?
Yeah, that's the next day. That's Monday morning at 9 a.m. at Avila Beach. That's where our opening ceremony is that's where we kick it off through just starting it off through, honoring, our community and them here in the San Luis Obispo County, and through all the people that come out. And, we honor other local veterans too there. And it's just, I guess it's a formal way to start, mm-hmm. even though I like to be informal, but through respect of the military and our country, we have the color guard. We do the things out of respect for our nation and our flag, you know, to honor, you know, our military presence, you know, here in our community.
And then after the formal ceremony on Monday, the 30th, so the 29th is the greeting at the at the airport and the motorcade to the hotel. Then Monday is the opening ceremony and then surfing at Avila. And
yes.
Then each day after that is a different location.
Yeah, so the first day we'll probably be, you know, getting back to the tent location for them to get ready about 10 a.m. And then we'll start surfing. And I believe the Elks will be providing lunch. And then the next day that we'll be back in Avila, you know, starting surfing around 9 and then surfing throughout the day. And so, you know, then the 2nd, October 2nd, we go to Morro Bay. And October 3rd, we're gifted to be able to go into the Hollister Ranch and go get a private therapeutic surf session all by ourselves. So, you know, the Hollister Ranch Owners Associations have, you know, partnered up and gifted with us to allow us to come in, which is super grateful. We're super grateful for. And then we head back to Morro Bay, you know, for the big ones. You know, they love Morro Bay. They love the excitement.
Is it because of the size of the waves or...
I think by the time, because see, the process is we take them into an environment in Avila just to get them comfortable, because some people have never surfed before. They're really uncomfortable in the ocean. Like, some people are really intimidated by the ocean. And so we basically tee people up for success, and we don't rush into things. We spend the time. Oh, and the other thing is we, like I talk about the relationships, you know, as we have the opportunity to spend time together and, you know, introduce ourselves to them, then we could learn more about how they are. And it gives us a time to, you know, to see, you know, how they're reacting. Because at the time when you basically get to the ocean, sometimes it's overwhelming and, you know, and it can create, you know, this fear. Basically, they don't like to say they're fearful, but the reality is yes, it's scary. And then we actually get them a chance to just get comfortable with ourselves, you know, the team, with all the water safety. And then we, you know, we show them what a surfboard is. And, you know, I'm talking about the very beginner and just get them comfortable in the ocean. And then we give them, I say Avila Beach is like, it's one of the best places to learn. You know, it's not really a surfing destination, but it's like an easy book to read, because the hardest part about learning how to surf is reading the ocean, because we have to learn to flow with the ocean. And that's one of the big parts about surfing is because we have to learn to let go, because we're powerless. And the only thing that we have control over is, you know, ourselves and our attitude about it. And it really opens up, you know, the opportunity to take direction. And some people don't like to take directions. And so this element really tees up so many different valuable traits that are about a journey of recovery. And so, you know, the process is just the process. Introducing them to a lifestyle of surfing, Mother Nature, the excitement. Oh, you're talking about what is it about Morro Bay? Well, I think Morro Bay is they have the tendency to really be drawn towards danger.
Mm-hmm.
And the element of danger and pulling it off, if you're like myself, some of the biggest, best rushes that we have is when we do something that we almost didn't make and we made it. You know, and that element is part of Morro Bay. I'm not saying it's not safe for them, because we create the safest environment. That's why I have hired surf instructors with, you know, extensive surfing experience to be able to.
Well, let's talk about how the veterans and the active duty are paired up, because you do have one-on-one. There's one surf instructor per participant. And how do you match them and how does that relationship grow?
So the team, Julia, our operations director, myself and our lead surf instructor, Dan Santisi, here in the Central Coast. And like in other places, in Santa Cruz, we have a team. In Huntington, we have a team. And so what I do is we have this application process. And through this, you know, we have bios and we have this attempt to try to learn about them. And then I do a final second phase of the application process. And I basically tell them, you know, I'm going to ask you a lot of personal questions. This is between me and you, and this is because I want to best serve you. I want you to know that I need to know what makes you tick, what doesn't make you tick, and more importantly, if things start going sideways, how do I bring you back? Mm-hmm. And so basically then I match up their characteristics of what I learn about them through our fine tuning of who the really learning more about them. Mm-hmm. So then my knowledge about who our surf instructors are and our water safety is putting the right characteristics of personalities together to best serve, our military coming. And that is not easy. It's just not sign up on a list and say, I'm going to do this. You know, there's a process behind a lot of this stuff before they even show up.
Because I would imagine that the trust that is developed between the surf instructor and the military participant is key to the success of the week.
Yeah, so when we do the meet and greet is, what I have found is like I'm uncomfortable and untrusting in every environment that I go into.
Just your natural temperament?
This is just me, mm-hmm. Okay? And this is where basically all of our curriculum has come back in. It's a lot of reflection of what I had to learn, what I had to be open up for me to be able to become teachable and be able to trust people. And so the meet and greet is designed to get comfortable, but it's an opportunity for me to introduce the people that are going to be around them all week long. And it sets up the opportunity for them to hear who they're going to be around, is because it takes time for us to build trust in somebody. And so that's why our meet and greet is super important, is because we talk about our experience with Operation Surf, how it has affected us, why is it important to us. And basically I start off with the vulnerability about telling them about some of my struggles and how overcoming that and moving forward about being a service to other people has opened up this opportunity where Operation Surf was what has been created from. And so with that process is that it's super important, I feel, is because the sooner that we can become comfortable in our environment, because by the way, when they show up, yes, it's uncomfortable for a lot of them. Mm-hmm. And I tell them that. I'm very upfront and honest that. But I also tell them that if you're uncomfortable, let me know and I will extract you from the environment and make sure that you're comfortable.
So you're putting in place opportunities to learn to trust again, and areas of safety. I mean, it's a lot of layers.
There's a lot of layers.
And hence why there's 285 volunteers, because with each participant, there's a surf instructor, but as you said, there's also water safety. There's people standing waist deep in the water all the way along the shoreline. As boards get lost or people roll up, they're there. Yeah. And then there's people sitting in the tent offering comfort, and there's food. I mean, unless you've gone out to the beach, I think it's hard for people to imagine the level of volunteers that are there to support these 30 participants.
Yeah, the size of it is, it's big in some, aspects of it, but it's really not that big, is because the intimate mm-hmm. situations that we're allowed, that's why they have private areas, that's why all these little silos of service are directed and they're led by our team to best serve their part in the big picture. Mm-hmm. And so as we go through this stuff, what happens in, I'm going to talk as a visitor standby that comes in and says, well, I had no idea. They have no idea because our machine is well oiled and it is very it has a lot of thought into it, and everyone stays in their, in their realm of their service of what they're supposed to do. And with that becomes efficiency, and that efficiency, allows the success for these outcomes to come up. And one of the things that Dr. Strasnikas from the VA in San Francisco said,
and he's been a volunteer for years. He comes to every op surf, and he's available as a therapeutic resource to the service members and to the teams.
Well, he's there because he's an outside the box thinker, mm-hmm. and I just have that out there because for one, it's an element that's for everyone's safety. It's it's a must. But the thing is we met him through the documentary Resurface.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, and I'm going to talk about that.
Yes, and so, you know, the relationships of the journey along the way of certain people that, you know, believe in the mission and do these things, I guess that the part I think where I was, if I haven't got too lost, is that now I just got lost. The visitor coming on, witnessing how this thing is operating is impressive.
It is. Well, and I kind of threw you off there, but I think what you're trying to say is it's very intimate for the participants. Although there are 285 people, they're not overwhelming.
That's throughout the week.
Right. That's throughout the week. But they're not overwhelming each individual, that the intimate relationship that's formed between you and the participant and their surf instructor, and maybe they're, you know, talking to different volunteers. People develop relationships by naturally kind of coming together. If you're just tuning in, this is A Conversation with a Reluctant Therapist. I'm Elizabeth Barrett. My guest is Van Karazin. We're talking about and celebrating 10 years of Operation Surf. Operation Surf will be kicking off their Central Coast week on Sunday the 29th, and we'll have activities throughout the week, and you can find out more information by going to Operation Surf's website. And I don't know if there's still volunteer opportunities, but you can also find that information on Operation Surf. And I also don't want to get too far into this without mentioning your incredible wife, Amanda Carraza, and how she's been able to take this vision of yours that started 10 years ago and also worked to help create what is now something bigger than the two of you, really. As you said, it's a lot of people, but you've had this partner along the way that's shared this vision and really helped bring this together.
Yeah, she's my love, and she's got the heart, and she's got the drive and the compassion, and, you know, and the empathy, the feeling, you know, she has felt and understands. And so with the drive and, you know, her purpose in this stuff is we've been able to be an amazing team. Mm-hmm. And like we say, like, she's the operation and I'm the surf. Mm-hmm. And so with our teamwork, you know, just talking about us too, obviously there's a lot more of us, but, you know, we've been able to, you know, move this forward in such a way we've been able to grow, and we're continuing to grow. And so the needs are just they're just continuous. And so I can't tell you, if you're a supporter of Operation Surf, I have to say thank you, because every part, whether it's volunteer or financial donations, is so necessary for us to continue to serve and help change lives one way at a time. And, you know, it's I can never say enough about Amanda. She's just amazing.
Well, and also for people that are just turning in or just learning about Operation Surf, you mentioned the documentary Resurface, which is available on Netflix and probably from iTunes. Seeing that documentary, anyone who sees that I have talked to then wants to become part of this. And if there are people who can't be physically part of it, as you said, financial and sponsorships, that kind of support is essential, because it is a large organization serving people, not just during this week, but also after this week and when they return home and finding resources. I'd love you to be part of the conversation. Our number is 805-781-3875. If you'd like to talk to Van, talk about Operation Surf, or talk about surf therapy. I'm Elizabeth Barrett. This is A Conversation with a Reluctant Therapist. You're listening to Central Coast Public Radio, KCBX. We'll be back to open up the lines and continue our conversation.
Thank you. My way to sunny California. On my way to stay.
Chaparral flows to the sea.
I'm Elizabeth Barrett, and my guest is Van Carrazza, founder of Operation Surf, also founder of Van Carrazza Surf School, also a former professional surfer. Does that seem like 100 years ago? Do you still identify with that? I know that you just got back from a surf trip, so you're still chasing big waves.
Oh, yeah.
But when you think of yourself, how do you say, I'm Van Carrazza surfer, I'm Van Carrazza Operation Surf, I'm Van Carrazza in recovery? Where do you most see yourself?
Well, it depends on my environment.
Okay.
So, I'm a chameleon. You know, I have to fit in wherever I'm at, and sometimes that's good, and sometimes that's bad. You know,
you choose the wrong person in the wrong.
Well,
place.
Now that I have chosen a life of wellness, then you know, now I choose to, you know, to act and behave to the best of my ability to, you know, to be healthy.
So do you see yourself at this point in your life as more of wanting to be an inspiration to others, to kind of walk that talk, to inspire? Is it of being of service? Is it of growing this organization? I mean, I'm sure it's a little bit of each, but when you wake up in the morning, what's the thing that excites you about the day? Which opportunity?
Well, what's exciting is that I can now look back on some of the most darkest times in my life have turned out to be some of the biggest assets. And through recovery for myself, I have found that, you know, when I'm able to share my experience with people or be able to relate to people through the feelings, because we may have different paths and different upbringings and whatever neighborhood you live in, but we basically have a common feeling. And when we develop, I think it's habitual ritual patterns of dealing with the feelings. Mm-hmm. And that's what I realized, that I did whatever I needed to do because I'm a survivalist, is that I dealt with all the feelings that I had in the way I thought was necessary with the tools that I had in front of me. And so as I did all these things, and that's why when you say what inspires me every day, mm-hmm. what inspires me every day, that is that I have a beautiful little baby, Kaya, and I have a loving, supporting wife, Amanda. And I have to focus on that's my priority as a husband and a father, but I also need to be able to provide. And what's happening is where I get my biggest joy in my life, that is that my life has become not only, you know, my job or whatever you want to call it. I do this all the time.
Your vocation.
It's, you know, our career. Mm-hmm. It's become my career of helping other people. And I'm proud of that. It's been able to do that. But I'm also proud that it's putting other people and giving them a career, giving them an opportunity for other people to be employed with the organization through our elements of and levels of growth. Mm-hmm. And to see how not only are we helping the people that come to our program through the military, but how our testimonies are also come from the people that volunteer and how it helps them.
That is such a great point, because when I watched Resurface, and this I think before I even met you, it was watching you talk to the military participant that was most moving to me. That where did this man get these skills to talk and inspire people? Like, that was beautiful. And then to go out to the beach last year and to watch every single one of the surf instructors that you've hired have that same ability to talk to and relate to and get these people up on surfboards. But in talking to the surf instructors, they said the same thing. It's like, I'm the one benefiting and growing and healing this week. I may be helping teach someone to surf, but I'm changed. So yeah. The levels of healing and helping are monumental, because every person has some level of need for mental health help.
Yeah, so just going back onto what inspires me every day is that, like, you know, it's a gift to hear that you changed my life. It's a gift to hear that you saved my life. But it also becomes kind of a burden, a heavy weight of you saved my life. Is because if I'm doing something to change and save somebody's life, it's basically saying, Van, to Van, is you can never quit.
Right.
You need to keep
this going.
Or drop
the ball or have a bad day or.
Yeah. So it's like I have this personal drive to improve and to continue on to do this. But once again, It takes a team, and there's so many different ways and so many different elements of a nonprofit organization to exist. And that's why just moving on and continuing on is, you know, it's a struggle, and it presents its challenges every day. But as every day presents itself, life on life's terms, you know, we have to learn to embrace, identify our problem, get into the solution, always remember to be kind, you know, and be thoughtful of others. So this is when you ask me another question because I'm lost.
That's okay. Well, because there's so many elements to where the conversation could go. Because part of me wants to talk about, you know, Van is the surf professional who grew up and found recovery and then were able to turn your life around and now live in a life of service. Van, as part of Operation Surf, celebrating 10 years, it's so big, as we've talked about. Van, as the person who's inspiring other people to get involved with Operation Surf, the surf instructors, or also the alumni who want to come back and give back to their fellow military participants what they've learned. So now you have an alumni group of people who have taken your lead and have found that when they are in service to their brothers and sisters, they feel better. So how did the alumni, you know, how do they continue the message of Operation Surf outside of just that week?
Well, one of the parts of our mission is to revitalize purpose.
Okay.
You know, and
for the individuals.
For the individuals is mm-hmm. because I've learned that when they're enlisted and they have their jobs to do, a lot of them have been given this job to where they've have this purpose and they have this importance mm-hmm. and it becomes their identity. And when they come home, that identity is lost seemingly. And so when we try to do and create these relationships, and when we do create these relationships, it gives us the opportunity to have those real conversations with people to understand, like, your perception of what you have is, it's true, but it's also not over. And so there's different ways of using, like myself, using your experience to continue to help your brothers and sisters in the armed forces.
So does the alumni come back every year and participate in volunteer pieces, or are they doing things outside of Operation Surf to continue feeling a part of it?
All of the above.
Okay.
Okay, we've had over 500 past participants, and so today we have a quality challenge that is, how do we create and offer the opportunity to be veteran support or an ambassador and to identify and fulfill these roles? And a lot of the first thing is what they come back is veteran support. And the veteran support is a sharing through their own experience when they were the first time here of how it was when they were here. And more importantly, that their outcome of what they received by being here is, because when another military person talks to another military person, most likely the ears are going to open. Mm-hmm. And so if you can promote the opportunity for someone to, you know, jump in with both feet, so to speak, then it gives the past participant alumni an opportunity to give back, share their experience, be involved with the family, continue to be in this environment that brings back a lot of good memories. And that's what Jay Nichols talks about, is like how our memories are so important.
And Jay Nichols was the clinician, right, who...
Yes.
Put together the study showing the benefits of surf therapy.
Well, he wrote the book Blue Mind. He's a marine biologist that set out to find a book that had the information, because he's really into the brain stuff, the neuroscience behind it. And he went and looked for a book about being in and around the water, and he couldn't find one, so he wrote it. Mm-hmm. And he really talks about how memories and the visions, the smells, the sounds, the experience is so important, is because once you do that, it triggers a memory that's just as almost as powerful as doing it as when you were doing it. Mm-hmm. And so bringing them back and doing this stuff, hopefully it can trigger the reminding them the joy and the experience that they had when they were here for the first time, and then giving them a purpose to actually support, you know, the brand new participant veteran. And then inspiring them to live in a life of wellness, to where they can go out, go back home, and continue to live a healthy life, be able to reach out and to help other veterans in their communities, mm-hmm. Reach out and spread the word and share the mission, what Operation Surf's goal is.
So it's not really, at the end of the day, just about the surfing. I mean, the surfing becomes the channel, the avenue to encourage participants to move back towards wellness.
Yes.
That they leave with a sense of, now that I've experienced surfing and I'm open again, I'm going to go home and I might go hiking or get that therapy that I've been putting off or treat my body better.
Well, it's so funny you say that, is because now we have this separation preparation. And so, like, in other words, we tell them, like, you've had this amazing week. You're mm-hmm. way up here.
Right.
What's going to happen next
you're
week? And the
awesome.
Next week, you're going to start falling. Mm-hmm. And we're going to tell you the truth. The truth is this is going to happen. But we also want you to recognize, throughout this week, you've been exercising actions of wellness. You've been participating in things that are healthy for you, like yoga, exercise,
good food,
communication, mm-hmm. Camaraderie, you know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. Sharing. And so, you know, we set them up with is we now have, a resource department from one of our wives of our past participant, Kathleen Hallett. She is going to lead in with all the resources that are there for them to help bridge them into the things that might be available for their need.
So when they go home, they have a packet specific to their hometown to connect them to things.
It's a lot harder than that, but that's our goal. But it's also letting them know that we will help you find those resources. Mm-hmm. If you're able to be comfortable with who we are to support you, then we encourage you to be able to reach back to us to help us provide the bridge, as you were saying earlier in the mm-hmm.
You need to have that bridge.
So when you create that bridge, then let us help you cross this bridge to receive the care that you deserve and need.
My guest is Van Carassa from Operation Surf. We're talking about Operation Surf as a whole program, as part of an alternative healing that surf therapy has become, ocean therapy, hiking therapy, equine therapy, backpacking therapy. We have now found that the brain is altered through activity in a lot of ways. And Van found 10 years ago that there was a direct connection to getting out into the water to calm the mind, but also to be in community with others who are struggling and suffering, but then finding this new way of kind of being together and taking those new tools back home and utilizing them in ways that are helpful. Our number is 805-781-3875 if you'd like to be part of the conversation. The Operation Surf starts on Sunday the 29th and goes through the next Friday.
October 5th, they go home.
So there are opportunities for people if they want to come out and support the veterans and the military, current military is participants. Mm-hmm. Some of them are still active duty.
Yeah.
So Sunday at the airport, San Luis Airport 11, and then also on Monday out at Avila. And information is at operationsurf.org. So in our last kind of 10 minutes or so, Van, I wanted to talk about the vision, because you had this vision 10 years ago, and now it's grown to where it is. What's the next vision? I mean, you and I have talked before about how to keep the veterans who've participated, the alumni, engaged, because they still want to be able to come back. But now you have 500 people who want to come back and surf. So what is your kind of vision moving forward, and how can the community support that growth?
Well, it's ongoing care. So when Dr. Russell Crawford did his quantitative study in his book that he wrote, The Impact of Surfing with Veterans of Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder.
And I think he's part of the Resurface documentary.
Yes.
So if you want to learn more about that, check out Resurface.
Yes. So as we did that, you know, the depression, the PTSD declined by 36%, the depression decreased by 47%, and the self-efficacy increased by 68%. And he told me, he goes, Van, I want you to focus on the self-efficacy, because 30 days post of the event, he said, now remember, they disconnect from you and that it has nothing to do with us, but these numbers, the PTSD and depression, rise back up, not quite to the same level, But the self-efficacy only drops 4.71%. And he says, I want you to focus on the self-efficacies, because even though these levels are coming back, that it shows you that the self-efficacy, which enables you to have the tool that is necessary for you to embrace and to face the challenges that are in the veteran's life, that it allows them to continue to move forward and do the things that are necessary to improve their life. Now, which then basically says, with these numbers post 30 days, is what is the need? The need is ongoing care. So everything out there right now is all for our week-long SERP program to change and save lives. Everything brand new, this is why everyone is so important, and any way and any form of to get involved with us, either through volunteering, your skills and assets, or financially, is we now have to embrace the new challenge, which is raise the ability to care after the event. And so I'm looking for different ways to stay connected, get people involved, other surf retreats and other locations for them to get together to continue to do what's necessary for them to continue.
So throughout the year, veterans who have already been here, the alumni can come back and gather, because they still want to have that experience.
That's my vision. And plus, I want to give them a lofty, exciting thing to look forward to.
Okay.
So, you know, a lot of people, you might be able to relate to this stuff, is like sometimes we go through this grind of the work and life on life's terms and have to provide and do these things. But then you set this goal, say whatever month it is like, so for Christmas, we're going to go to, and you set this goal and you say, this is what we're going to get. And a lot of the times that we're doing this stuff, it's going, oh, I can't wait for December. You know what I mean? I'm going to let all this stuff go and I'm going to go do this stuff. And so if we can, it says it in the documentary, is if we can get you to think about tomorrow, if it's just how the waves are tomorrow, you're most likely not going to do something very harmful today.
Right. It gives you a reason to hang on another day.
Yes. And so what it basically says is that there's so much more needed for aftercare. And not only that, is then create the opportunity for our alumni and our ambassadors to be able to come back to support the military families, the other people and other programs and retreats and other things that we want to do. They're going to come back and help other people. They're going to fit themselves in once they find and believe and walk the Operation SERP vision, and how we're going to be able to utilize our military skill sets and things that they did overseas, help to utilize that here to be able to help the other suffering brother and sister that has the challenges of basically is just allowing themselves to receive help.
So 10 years from now, when we're having this conversation,
yeah,
hopefully it'll be well over 1,000 alumni who are getting together throughout the year, having surf retreats, surf experiences, and getting together to support each other. You'll still have Operation SERP week-long programs for new veterans in all different locations.
Yeah.
You'll still be the face of this, getting in the water and encouraging people to get up on that board in any way they can, because some people are missing limbs and some people have physical limitations. That's your gift, is figuring that out. And then you will continue, I hope, 10 years from now, be supported by the community, because it's not just the people get in the water every day, but it's also the people who donate their time to make food, because there's big dinners every night and volunteers in that way.
The dinners are super special, is because that's when some of the most magic happens, is because most times when you break bread in any culture is when the biggest bonding happens. And so when we go to our dinner in Madonna Inn and McClintock's, and when we go down to the Teddy Ortega's house, that one special night where the, Rotary Breakfast Club, gives us our meal, and it gives us a chance to where we're able to sit down and actually have real conversations over dinner. And so there's certain importance of every little thing that we do. And so every part that you can, I would encourage you to allow yourself the joy of helping, and knowing that you're just as important as me to be a part of this program, no matter where you are and what you're doing. And if you believe in our vision, by all means, give us a call.
And you can find the number and more information at operationsurf.org.
Correct.
You'll probably, if you call, talk to Julia or Amanda. Yeah. It's a small organization in the office.
Can't
running
leave
things.
Out Mackenzie, too.
And so Mackenzie. Yeah. And I know that more hands together makes for more opportunities to help.
Well, our country's built on it. United we stand, divided we fall.
Thank you, Van Carrazza, for being my guest today and sharing your story. And I know that you hate this part, but I'm going to take this opportunity because it is 10 years in the making of putting together Operation Surf. You are golden, and you continue to go heart first into all of this service that you're giving to others. And I know it's hard to hear, but sometimes it's important to be able to take it in, that your vision of creating a safe space for other people to get healed has changed over 500 lives. And so I want to honor that, my friend, and your commitment to doing better in your life all the time. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
This has been a conversation with the Reluctant Therapist. I'm Elizabeth Barrett. You can find me on my Facebook page, through Instagram. You can send me an email to elizabeth@thereluctanttherapist.com. You can listen to previous shows at kcbx.org or podcast or show to listen at your convenience. If you'd like to be a part of Operation Surf, that's operationsurf.org. Thank you for being part of the conversation. Thank you for supporting Central Coast Public Radio, KCBX.